Day, and I'm having a great day because sitting with me now, joining us, is Miss Mary Catherine Kilgore of the Eastern Shore Choral Society, and we've got some concerts coming up. Tell us about them.
On April the 28th, our concert series is called Joy in the Morning, and the Choral Society is a volunteer group of about 85 singers from all over Baldwin County. The first concert will be Sunday, April the 28th at First Baptist here in Fairhope at 3 p.m., and then the second concert will be on that next Tuesday, the 30th at 7:30 in Spanish Fort.
Okay. I've got a lot of friends in the Choral Society, Miss Terry, and the other Miss Terry as well, and just a whole bunch of friends, and they're always having fun doing stuff. So tell us more about the concert you got coming up.
So the concert we have has some familiar music to it. You'll hear "O Danny Boy," you'll hear "My Shepherd Will Supply My Need," you'll hear "Elijah Rock," "Down to the River to Pray." So what I love about our concerts is there's always something that you're going to recognize, but then there's always something on there that's new that might turn into a favorite song that
okay.
you didn't know.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. And we'll have flute and oboe accompaniment along with piano, but it's just a great afternoon of just wonderful music to get together. And it's a short, it's about an hour and 15 minute concert. There's always an intermission, so you can get up and stretch your legs, make a new friend while you're there. But concert tickets are available on our website, www.escs.org, or you can buy them the day of the concert at the venue at the Baptist Church or at Spanish Fort.
Okay, www.escs, that's Eastern Shore Choral Society.com. Okay.
Org. Yeah, we're an org, not a com.
Oh, okay. Org for the nonprofits there.
Okay. Exactly.
Okay. So. Okay. Well, that's fun. I know that the big deals, y'all always do the Christmas music and everything, and y'all are so good.
Yes. It's a great group of people who just absolutely love to sing. Mm-hmm. You know, we have all different variety of skill levels. We have those that don't really read music, and then those who have sung professionally. And it's what I love about our community chorus is it brings all these different people from different stages of life. We have young people who sing, we have older people who sing, young at heart people, together to make a joyful noise. But it also brings something joyful and happy to our community.
Well, yeah, and the talent level that you guys have is really high, too, because y'all put a lot of work in, right? You rehearse every Mondays, is that correct?
We rehearse every Monday night from 7 to 9 at Trinity Presbyterian. But, yes, they started in January rehearsing for this concert that's coming up.
Okay. Yeah, and a few years ago, y'all went to Carnegie Hall?
We did. Yeah. We went to Carnegie Hall. A group of us did. And then last summer, I took a group of ladies to Italy. And we got to sing for Mass at St. Peter's Basilica.
It was my goodness.
Really high point.
Oh, wow.
In the trip. So
what was that like? A little group from Fairhope,
Alabama? A little group from Fairhope, Alabama, trying to make our vowels sound good like we weren't from Alabama. But it was just so surreal to be in that space and to sing and to do. And what an honor to to actually be able to do that there. But it's not just our little hometown community chorus. We get to branch out and do some fun, exciting other adventures along the way. Music's amazing that way. It leads you down different paths that you never thought you'd travel.
Oh, sure. I haven't done this group, but as I was younger, I did, you know, small group, ensemble. I even did barbershop for a while. And it's just fun, and I find that the rehearsals are actually more fun than the performances.
They are. You know, it's just, I don't know, it kind of brings you to life. I tell you, it's the cheapest therapy out there ever. You just go, and it's just like all the troubles of the world go away for that, you know, hour and a half, 2 hours that you're in rehearsal, and then you kind of leave on a high. I know that it takes me a while to unwind after rehearsal.
Okay.
So it's good for the soul.
Well, that sounds fun. How do people get involved with you? I know that right now with a performance looming just over the horizon here that's probably too late to really get involved in this set, but
Our season will end with this concert and then restart for the fall. But if people are interested in joining us, just go on our website and you will find information about joining. But we'll open up registration for the fall in towards the end of July.
Okay.
And you can find information. But then there's a escs.information@gmail.com where you can email us and ask us any questions. I'm happy to answer and guide you along the way. We are a non-auditioned group. The only thing we do is ask that you can match pitch. If I sing la, you can sing la or la. Yes, that's it. You're in.
Hey, all right.
It's that simple. And just willing to commit to the rehearsals each and every week. But you're not going to want to miss them because you have so much fun in rehearsal.
Oh, yeah. So. Okay, well, let's see. On the 23-24 season, as you said, this is your final concert.
Yes.
That's coming up. You performed for the Lighting of the Trees. You also did the Christmas concert back mm-hmm. in December. And you've got the spring concert series. It's going to be Sunday, April 28th, which is not this Sunday, but next Sunday. And that's going to be at First Baptist Church in Fairhope at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And then the following Tuesday, you'll be up in Spanish Fort at Spanish Fort United Methodist Church performing
Correct.
There.
Yes. Yes. So. Opportunity, depending on which side of the county you're on, is
okay.
a good place to go.
Okay. In the north side or the south side?
Exactly
All
right.
right.
Exactly
okay.
right.
Well, it sounds like an awful lot of fun, I know you guys are really, really, really good,
yes,
too.
Yes.
Well, partly because I know a lot of your singers,
yes.
and I know how good they are, you know, it's good people, good fun, so.
It is, and we hope people will come out and just enjoy what we have to offer.
Okay, and you've brought us some tickets to give away to the
yes.
to the thing. We might just add some of those to our birthday list, too.
Oh, that'd be perfect.
List too.
That'd
okay.
be perfect.
Okay. Well, anything else you wanted to tell us?
I don't think so. Just come and enjoy our concerts. And then if you're interested in singing, come and sing with us.
Okay. Once again, this is the Eastern Shore Choral Society. They are escs.org. ESCS for Eastern Shore Choral Society, or you can just Google Eastern Shore Choral Society.
Correct.
And that will take you to it. And we'll have a brand new season that will start, y'all will start rehearsing in...
In August.
Mm-hmm. Okay, take yeah. a summer off, relax.
Yes, a little bit of time off.
Let those vocal cords just lay out in the sun for a little bit.
And yeah, make them miss it just a little bit to really, really want to come back.
Uh-huh.
So, but thanks for having me today to talk about it.
Our pleasure. Our
yes.
pleasure. Thank you so much. And once again, Mary Catherine Kilgore, Eastern Shore Choral Society, thank you so much. And we'll look forward to the concert coming
yes.
up.
Thank
All right.
you very
That's
much.
This Sunday at
Not
3
this Sunday. Next Sunday.
My bad. Next Sunday, 3 p.m., First Baptist Church in Fairhope. And next Tuesday, our Tuesday after next, at 7:30 in Spanish Fort United Methodist Church. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right. 1480 WABF. Let's change gears just a little bit. People want tickets for that. They can either call here and get those tickets, register for the birthday list, or maybe you could even fight for them. Because everybody was kung fu fighting on 1480 WABF.